Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
And now, for a moment of clarity.
Yeah, and with all those things happening, Michael, there's been a lot of discussion about whether we're headed for a constitutional crisis, but the New York Times' Adam Liptak writes this, quote, legal scholars say that is no longer the right inquiry. Mr. Trump is already undercutting the separation of powers at the heart of the constitutional system, they say. And the right question now is, how will it transform the nation? Are they right about that?
Adams is absolutely right. We're here. We've been in it since, the last couple of months of this administration.
There's only been a couple months of the administration.
Right.
And I think.
I had to think for a moment there, Chris. It feels a little bit like 2 years, but yes, it's been 2 months. I think that reporting is spot on where we are. Lisa knows this very well from her reporting and coverage of this. And seeing the transformation around these very what would otherwise been pillars of our constitutional democracy being chipped away at. And here's the part that is so aggravating and galling to me, and I'm sure to a lot of Americans, is that our elected current leadership is wholly feckless in both ways, either not responding and letting it happen, Republican members of the House and Senate, or not having a clue how to address it and push back against it if you're a member of the Senate or House Democratic Caucus. And that's the frustrating part. This is now left to the American people exactly where the founders always wanted it to be. And this country's direction rests in our hands, not in the hands of elected leaders, because they have been summarily either bought and paid off with power and promises that they won't be touched, or are standing there in the corner shuddering and cowering, afraid to figure out exactly how to push back because, well, we've never done this before. We haven't been here before. None of us have been here before. None of us want to be here. But damn it, you got to stand up at this moment and say enough. We're now at the last wall, folks. It's called the courts. It's the last wall. And the only thing we're doing right now is, you know, sort of sitting back, waiting and anticipating, when will Donald Trump refuse to obey a court order? Well, damn it, he's already done it. The plane landed. All right. The plane landed. So,
well, and there's actually an indication, Jeremy, that the American people are reacting to this because there's this new NBC News poll. 43% of Americans believe the executive branch has too much power. Michael, I only have a minute left, but I do want to ask you about what Eugene Robinson wrote in The Washington Post today. He makes the argument the president keeps distracting us with shiny objects like attacking Canada or canceling Hunter Biden's Secret Service protection. Quote, every day is a new episode of Trump's reality show and another opportunity for BAFO ratings. But each day is also another step in the weakening of the rule of law and the undemocratic, un-American concentration of power in one man's hands. Do you have any advice for Americans who are trying to separate what's real from the distraction? Because it is hard to follow the bouncing ball, and people who come up to me, the number one word I hear from them, I'm guessing you too, is exhausted.
Yes, exactly. Gene crafts an excellent piece in that. And that piece that you pulled out there really is the end game. That is the end game. I'm going to throw a lot of things up in the air, and I know the press and the politicos well enough that they will go down each of those rabbit holes and get lost in those storylines, fretting over whether or not we're going to invade Greenland or the back and forth between Canada and the United States All of that is just melodrama, that sort of subtext storylines that entice and make you want to eat more of that popcorn while you're watching this unfold. Meanwhile, not really paying full attention to what we've been talking about here, which is the rights you have as a citizen, the rights you have as an individual with a green card, the rights that you have as someone who is running away from and seeking asylum and avoiding persecution. Our Constitution was designed to protect you on this soil. Our courts are designed to enforce that protection within the confines and the requirements of the rule of law. Our political leadership are there to put in place the policies that connect all of those dots for us. That is now broken and will continue to be broken. And so, yes, Donald Trump wants us eating the popcorn and drinking the gallon of Coke sitting in the comfort of our homes while he systematically deconstructs the very thing outside of our doors that protect us in our homes. And we need to now, I think, do a little bit more. Put the popcorn down, damn it. Get off and go out and let people know in this government you will not stand for it. And the final thought is, if our members are not responsive to us, unelect their you-know-what. I'm going to be polite because it's daytime. But
thank
you know
very
what
much.
I mean.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So, Michael, the DOGE argument for making people without transportation or mobility or internet access come into an office, and by the way, they're closing nearly 50 of them, but the argument is to protect against fraudulent claims. They provide no proof of those fraudulent claims. And in any case, vast numbers of private organizations rely on exactly the kind of phone verification that DOGE seems to think is unsafe. It seems to me I'm always, you know, being asked, what's your birthday? What's your mother's maiden name? Asking a series of questions at my bank or credit card company. So my question is, at what point do we say why?
Well, the point is the cruelty. We were told that. From the beginning, the cruelty is the point. Basically, you know, they want to see they want federal workers to don't want to come to work and to make their lives as miserable as possible to the extent that they have to be kept around.
But Michael, so many of these folks are rural folks and they voted for Donald Trump.
Exactly. That's the point of this. This is, you know, the concentration on the agency and the department and the people within there. No one has connected the dot, which is starting to get connected, that the downward effect of all of that is what happens in your neighborhood, what happens in that rural community, that suddenly now that grandmother who could pick up the phone to make inquiries about her Social Security, her Medicaid, her prescriptions, her doctor's appointments, et cetera, through these agencies can no longer do that. You know, it's 30 miles for her to go to where they need her to go or telling her she now has to go. You think she's going to make that trip? Oh, because she doesn't have a car or she doesn't have someone to take her. This is the reality. And so, you know, none of this should be surprising that this is where we are. And here's the bottom line. This is all about how they're going to pay for the big tax cuts that they want to put in place. They need that money. That's why they're shuttering these agencies and these departments and all the bravado and the lying from Donald Trump, the outright lying from Donald Trump about, oh, we're not touching Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Really? Really? You're shutting it down. You're taking pieces of it. You might as well just take the whole thing because that's ultimately where you want to go because you know what you want to do with the money. And if you can at least look us in the eye and be honest about that, that you can't because they know what the response would be from the American people. And they think if they do it slowly, Chris, that you just won't notice it, or you'll just become numb to it, like we've become supposedly numb to everything else that has happened with this man's name attached to it over the last 10 years.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays on MSNBC.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.